favorite brains. Dr. G's promises you'll have fun, clear the mental cobwebs, and enjoy the cognitive benefits of playing with a smart purpose. Dr. G's Brain Works at Marketplace Mall, Champaign.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Will there be a compromise to keep the government funded beyond tomorrow? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Republicans say they want a short-term spending bill to protect the military.
There is a fake deadline created by the Democrats, holding them hostage.
Congresswoman Martha McSally, Democrats keep insisting on a DACA fix. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, spending legislation going up for a vote in the House does not include protections for children brought to America illegally. That means Republicans need to pass a bill without Democratic support. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there's a bipartisan plan in the Senate that has border wall money and protections for the Dreamers.
We want to do everything we can to avoid a shutdown, but we Democrats believe if there is one, it'll fall on the Republicans' backs.
Meanwhile, members of the Conservative Freedom Caucus are threatening to vote no on the House plan because they want more money for the military. Dave.
Now, Rachel, President Trump tweeted, if there's no wall, there's no deal. The day after, the White House Chief of Staff John Kelly said,
you know, there's been an evolutionary process that this president has gone through.
Kelly says he's evolved on the wall, but the president tweeted he's never evolved on the wall, insisting again Mexico will pay for it directly or indirectly. They're shocked. The grandparents of the 13 kids taken out of a house in California. Some were chained to beds, malnourished. The parents, David and Louise Turpin, are due in court today. His parents say the last time they saw the grandkids, they all seemed well-adjusted, joyous, and didn't look skinny at all. Parts of the South are glazed over. Louisiana, the Carolinas, people urge not to drive. This Georgia man says I-85 was slick.
Several lanes with a lot of ice on them. You know, I had to go down real slow.
There were crashes and pileups in several states. People were killed in Georgia, West Virginia, Louisiana. Pope Francis just flew to Peru from Chile, where he begged for forgiveness, discussing the pain and shame of the Catholic Church scandal of priests molesting kids. After taking off this morning for Peru, he helped two assistants tie the knot, officiating their wedding. The exciting groom couldn't believe it. He said the Pope's never married anyone on a plane before. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
For the first time this year, a killer will be killed. The lethal injection will be in Texas.
Dubbed the Tourniquet Killer because of the method he used to strangle his victims, Anthony Allen Shore is scheduled to die tonight for killing a 21-year-old Houston woman in 1992. He also confessed to killing two teenagers and a 9-year-old girl. His execution was delayed last October when he claimed to have committed another murder, but that turned out to be a failed attempt to get a fellow death row inmate exonerated. Shore's odds are long. The Texas Parole Board voting unanimously against his clemency and the U.S. Supreme Court declining to hear his case. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The parents of a University of Pennsylvania student murdered 2 weeks ago in Southern California are still processing it.
This is a a tragedy for humanity.
Gideon Bernstein is setting up a foundation to protect kids from harm on social media.
Let's tell other people that want to help us out to just do good. Go out there and do good for Blaze, do good for someone else.
Blaze Bernstein's high school friend Samuel Woodward's been charged with stabbing him to death. He reportedly told police Bernstein made an unwanted advance, kissing him on the lips. If some scientists have their way, it could be a lot easier to be busted for drunk driving.
A scientific panel says 10,000 drunken driving deaths a year is entirely preventable. Among the recommendations, states significantly lower their drunken driving threshold. The National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine wants to see it lowered from 0.08 to 0.05. They also recommend states increase alcohol taxes and make alcohol less conveniently available, including cutting the hours and days booze is sold in stores, bars, and restaurants. And there's a call to limit alcohol advertising and marketing. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
There's news just out on the economy. New home construction projects fell 8.2% last month, and the number of first-time jobless claims fell more than expected, hitting the lowest level in 45 years.
Wow.
Fox News, fair and balanced.
I wonder if there's stats on smoking and driving.
Huh.
If I'm in Colorado and I'm high and I just had a bong and I smoked some dope, I'm impaired. Do I kill people? Is it the same? What I don't know. I wonder what the stats are, drunk driving versus high driving or under the influence driving. It's a DUI, driving under the influence of something. So people, I'm sure, drive while drugged. But you got that now in California, state of Washington, Colorado, probably more, maybe Illinois. But impaired driving is impaired driving. I just don't know. I mean, does it make you hit other people with your car when you're impaired from a marijuana joint? I have no idea. Just kind of came to my thought because we know drunk driving, we're well aware of that. We're well aware of impaired driving and all the 0.08 and all that.
Well, and what if you had a medical card and, you know,
I don't think you
are allowed to smoke.
Yeah, but I don't think you should operate heavy machinery.
Sure.
It's the same thing as, like, prescription medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It says don't operate heavy machinery when you take this one because that's going to make you loopy.
I know one case was brought to people's attention that the dude had smoked inside the last 2 months, and they thought that was impaired.
Oh, it was in the blood?
Right.
Yeah, and there's common sense, too, right? Were you impaired while driving? And if you just got done with your marijuana joint and maybe you had four of them, I don't know anything about that. I don't know how you feel. Somehow I avoided all that. I don't know. I know it's a woo, right? It's a woohoo. It's a let's look at the fish in the aquarium. I think it's fairly mellow. I don't think people get, it's not near, I don't think, the reaction. I mean, if you are high, is it better than being drunk? I can't answer. I don't know. I have been drunk in my life. Been a long, long time ago. I've never been high. So I don't know any idea what that. You can text in 359-2255, 359-2255. Any thoughts? Let's go to our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, it seems like when we were asking our Officer of the Month, Dave, about this, he was mentioning heroin as a problem. People doing heroin
well, do
and
opiates,
getting behind the
right?
wheel.
You can have pain medication,
sure.
too.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, high 33 today with the sunshine, 20 our low tonight, up to 40 tomorrow with the sunshine, down to 28. Sunny on Saturday, high 43, and then more clouds coming our way, 36 the low Saturday night, some patchy fog expected, a chance of showers into Sunday's forecast with a high 49 expected. Right now the temperature's at 14, wind chill at zero, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, and remember when Tiger Woods was stopped, he fell asleep, all that?
Yeah.
I kind of related to that. Because I had a medical thing, something bad happened to me, and I had a medical patch.
Right.
A painkiller patch, and I had no idea the effect, but it was, I shouldn't have been driving.
Right, you were definitely drowsy.
It was definitely, you know, but that, so when he said that, I said, yeah, I kind of relate to that.
Right.
So it is possible that you do operate, and you don't mean to, but you have a patch or something that apparently can kind of trickle into your blood system.
That's right.
And as long as you go, but I'm sure we're going to get all kinds of studies, and maybe they're out there already, about if I smoke a joint in the state of Colorado, at what point can you blow a test for something like that? I mean, how do you even know if an officer sees you in your bloodshot eyes, You obviously can't drive. You shouldn't, because it's impaired driving. I don't think we have it. If we have something for that, I'm out of the loop. But we should.
Right. And I wonder what the time is for the buzz on marijuana. I mean,
alcohol takes hours to get that out of your system, hours and hours, to where you're not driving impaired. But I am. This is new ground, man. We're all learning.
Yeah, it is.
About what you ought to do. But for the most part, you shouldn't have anything when you're driving, because you got about 4,000 pounds there. And you ought to probably be as alert as possible, but distracted driving is a whole other thing, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, we all look at our phones from time to time. Shouldn't be doing all that either.
Well, and I know we had a professional on about marijuana and pregnancy, and, you know, it seemed like the person was sort of on the fence because of the soothing your morning sickness.
But I just don't know enough about it.
Smoking, period, no. I was thinking, is not good for the baby.
Well, and I don't know
whether it's marijuana smoke or tobacco smoke.
I need to be doing a little more study, because I don't know.
That's right.
Dennis Kucinich.
I think that I represent the mainstream in aspirations for jobs and health care and education and for a better environment and all kinds of economic progress in the state. But the one thing I can do that I don't know there's another Democrat in Ohio who could run for office and do is that I can reach out to the people who voted for President Trump. I can show them that there are Democrats who stand solidly for economic progress, who want to protect our markets, who want to stand up for everyday Americans. So, you know, to me, that's my constituency, too, and I'm reaching out, and I'm not going to leave anyone out of the picture. Today I'm having a formal announcement of candidacy. I'm running for governor of Ohio, the Democratic nomination. I'm really charged this morning, and I'm very excited to take this big step forward on behalf of the people of Ohio.
All right, Dennis Kucinich, former congressman, very liberal, trying to be the next governor of the state of Ohio. I don't know if he can beat John Kasich. I think Kasich can run again. Do they have term limits over there? Anyway, we'll see. John Kasich ran for president. He kind of fell off the tracks with me when he criticized that law guy that stopped, the police officer stopped him. I had a hard time shaking that one off. But we'll see. But he's very liberal. I just don't know. Ohio can, you know, red or blue. It's been red. It was red last time. But I don't know. I don't know. Kasich might be a little bit too liberal. But who knows in this year? I mean, we just people are making all these predictions, and who knows what's going to happen with the Trump effect. I know the Trump bump still goes. We're going to talk about that from the stock market. Coming up at 8:30, Derek Kinney will join us. He's a financial guy. And there's got to be a correction, doesn't there? The Dow just can't keep going up, can it? It's up 8,000 points since last November. A year ago, November, after the election, the thing's gone up 8,000 points. I don't know. So I have no idea. I think we're in uncharted waters. I have a hard time simulating, figuring it out. All right, Honda BMW Champaign, if you are looking for a good place to go to get a vehicle, if you're looking for somebody that will take care of you, somebody that cares very much about what you think of them, you ought to stop by Honda BMW Champaign. They have a wide selection of Hondas. In the old days, they had a couple dozen. Now they've got hundreds. BMW, the new showroom, you can eat off the floor, I'm telling you. And their service, yeah. You're going to like this. You need to stop by, walk around, say, hey, yeah, heard Stevie J talking. Just want to check you guys out, see if it's real. DriveChampaign.com and check out their website. Or drop by anytime and test drive whatever you'd like. They will take care of you. Christian Wallace is a guy I work with. He's terrific. But they got all... whole bunch of terrific people. Say hey to Ben Quattrone as well. Honda BMW Champaign, DriveChampaign.com, and Neil and Bro, Washington Savoy. Well, Jeff Manasso works for Fox News. Happy New Year to you, Jeffrey.
You too, Stevie J. Good to be with you.
Nice to chat with you. Dennis Kucinich running against John Kasich, presumably. Is John Kasich running again?
No, he's done. He's term limited.
Okay.
So he's out. And
all right.
And so Dennis Kucinich announcing his bid, making it official yesterday in a rally in Middleburg and then a couple of other rallies across the state that he's running for governor.
Right.
And entering a, so he enters a five-way Democratic primary. Republican side, it's Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine or Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor. And so it'll be a big battle. But one of the things that Kucinich says that, you know, where he stands apart is obviously he's experienced long experience as a congressman and mayor, and he's basically been in politics his entire life. But he also believes that he can reach out to people who voted for Trump. He can show them that there are Democrats who want to protect the markets, who want to stand up for everyday Americans. That on our air yesterday, however, when he was speaking at his rally, his first rally yesterday, basically painted Ohio as a very bleak picture, one of the highest rates of opioid deaths in America, the highest rates in America for incarceration, and basically blamed a lot of the problems there are on the fact that social programs have been destroyed only to give tax breaks to the wealthiest citizens. So not really sure where he's going with this. He's kind of parsing both sides, yeah. But he does certainly have the name recognition.
You think he gets out of the primary?
It's certainly possible. He's one of the most well-known candidates in the race. There's a couple state lawmakers. There's one state Supreme Court justice that's running on the Democratic side, and he's got the name recognition,
yeah.
And he's got the gravitas, I guess, as some say, and he's been around the block, so he knows how to do this, and so we'll see.
All right, and I wonder what endorsement John Kasich makes.
It's interesting. I mean, you know, here you've got Dennis Kucinich, who can be moderate a little bit on certain issues, and then you've got Kasich, who's a Republican, who kind of can sort of be moderate, who tends to be a little bit more moderate on other issues. And you know, I'm not sure how it's going to go. I'm not sure how the midterms are going to go. I mean, it could go completely left. It could you know, it remains to be seen. And I think that, you know, President Trump's policies on taxes, we're going to start seeing bigger paychecks, hopefully, for many people across this country. And if that's the case, and particularly for blue collar workers in and around Youngstown and the auto industry and manufacturing and even mining and drilling and all that kind of stuff along that that eastern border with Pennsylvania that overwhelmingly went for Trump, it's going to be interesting to see where they are a year and a half in when we start to see the midterms come around.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Jeff, the only thing I absolutely know is that I don't know. I think we're in uncharted waters here. We've never had a president like this. We never had a president announce the top 10 fake news stories or tweet all the time. I just think that this is a hard thing to predict, and anybody that thinks they know what's going to happen is just blowing smoke, I think. So.
Well, I mean, and that's what it always is. You know, nobody knew what was going on during the 2016 election, presidential election. Everybody said that they knew, and what I was saying is just don't listen to pundits because they know nothing. They sound like they're smart, but they don't know anything. And when I'd go to these Trump rallies across the country, I would see for myself what the things that we weren't being told, and that people really were showing up in droves to see this man. And we saw what happened. He won.
Yep. Jeff, always a pleasure, buddy.
You too.
From Chicago, Fox News Radio Bureau Chief Jeff Manasseh. All right, 8:17, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Well, one of the top trending stories right now is about New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady suffering a right-hand injury yesterday when a teammate accidentally ran into him during practice ahead of the AFC Championship game against Jacksonville Jaguars at 2. The Patriots injury report listed Brady as limited participation for the practice. He skipped a scheduled news conference to deal with the medical staff. It looks like the x-ray showed no structural damage, and the injury would not keep Brady from playing in the game. But folks are saying that he, in his 18-year career, has never missed a playoff start at the age of 40. In fact, New England has reached 7 consecutive ACF championships games, an NFL record. Ohio State beat Northwestern yesterday. Rutgers over Iowa. We've got Wisconsin tomorrow at 8.
It is an 8 o'clock game Monday, Michigan State and the Fighting Illini. That's 8 o'clock as well.
Mm-hmm.
Rutgers in that 16-point win against Iowa.
I know.
I mean, I know we've been really close, but who's my knockover easy win? There's nobody.
There's nobody.
There's nobody.
The Big Ten's good.
Well, they just might be a little better than me. I don't know how good we are.
I want to say there's 7 in the top 25.
Yeah? Is it that many?
So, Ohio State's number 22, and
Ohio State is the coach of the year right now. I mean, 7-0.
Right.
What? In the Big Ten. Hey, let's check your weather.
We've got a high 33 with the sunshine. 20 our low tonight. Sunny tomorrow, high 40, low 28. 43 the high on Saturday, starting out with sunshine. Fog in the evening, Saturday night, low 36. Then a chance of showers coming into Sunday and Monday's forecast, but teetering around 50 for the high. Right now, the temperature's at 15. ESPN 93.
We might have had 7. We might have 4 now. We've kind of fallen off.
I mean, Purdue's 3.
Yeah, but that's the four pretty decent teams.
Rutgers is up there.
No. Oh. They're not.
Okay.
Everybody's just better.
All right.
There used to be some knockover paper people that we could. Anyway, tomorrow night in Wisconsin, that's one of those winnable ones. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Apple is a stock to follow today after its decision to return $250 billion to its books from overseas and pay a tax bill of approximately $38 billion. John Hilzenrath, chief economics correspondent for the Wall Street Journal.
There's a PR element to what's going on here. Apple and a lot of the other big tech companies like Google, Facebook, Amazon are getting a lot of flack right now for getting too powerful.
Apple's also planning a second campus devoted to customer support. New claims for unemployment benefits were sharply lower last week. The decline, 41,000, brings the number of new applications to a 45-year low, 220,000. And construction on new homes declined more than 8% in December. Still, for all of last year, permits to build new houses rose to the highest level since 2007. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Back in 1970, a 10-year-old boy entered a shop and sat at a table. A waitress put a glass of water in front of him. "How much is an ice cream sundae?" "50 cents," replied the waitress. The little boy pulled his hand out of his pocket and counted his coins. "How much is a dish of plain ice cream?" he asked. Some people now were waiting for a table, and the waitress was a bit impatient. "35 cents," she said curtly. The little boy again counted the coins. "I'll have the plain ice cream," he said. The waitress brought the ice cream, put the bill on the table, and walked away. The boy finished the ice cream, went up front, paid the cashier, and left. When the waitress came back, she began wiping down the table and then swallowed hard at what she saw. There, placed neatly beside the empty dish, were 15 cents, her tip. The moral of the story? Things aren't always what they seem. We may not always know the whole story. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
ESPN 93.5, the mayor of Champaign, Deb Frank Finan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this cold morning?
Well, fine. Thinking snowbirds look like geniuses to me, but...
Right. I have a friend who's in California who just posted pictures of the ocean waves.
Why do friends see the need to do that?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Come on,
I
know. Man. Let's just rub my face in it.
Right.
Not fair. All right, Deb, you guys are working on gaming. I know Tom Bruno was against the limits, I guess. 8-1 was the vote, but essentially you're limiting how many people can have machines. Is that right?
A little bit of both. We set up two categories of licenses. So we've got a category that is gaming cafe, and forgive me, I call them the McDonald's of gaming. I mean, it's the Lacey's, Dottie's, you know, the any woman's name cafe. And then we also have a category for existing bars and restaurants that maybe have a terminal or two as part of their overall restaurant or bar. And so the limit is on the cafe type. So there will be a 23 cafe cap, which is about where we're at now. So we shouldn't see really any growth in that area. And then the others will be, you know, existing bars and restaurants. If they've been in business for a year, are able to add gaming.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, again, I'm getting to the point in my life where I'm an older curmudgeon-y kind of thing, where you're going, okay, I was against the whole gambling thing anyway, because, you know, and what does it say about me when I said, you know, this is a cash cow. Those machines are cash cows. It's awesome. But I just couldn't do it. I just don't want to prey on, I struggle with getting a check, even $10,000, $20,000 some of these places are getting after everything just by having a few things plugged in. It's amazing. But I don't like the vulnerable and the people that shouldn't play are playing.
Well, so at our council meeting, one of the vendors stood up and said that the net revenue is about $50,000 a terminal. And the city certainly gets its portion. We're at over $1 million in revenue from these. Wow. So I can't, you know, lay it all on the feet of the owners, because certainly the city is benefiting.
No, city benefits. The state benefits. I mean, everybody benefits. Yeah. It's just like, I'm squeezing people, and again, it's not my business how they spend their money. I just don't like it.
Well, so, and I've tried to strike a balance, because in many ways I feel similarly, I think, to Tom Bruno, that, you know, people, adult people need to make their own decisions about how they spend their money.
I know.
And businesses need to, you know, have their business model and do their thing. But I do think that gaming in particular creates some other societal ills, and also, as you said, preys upon the poorest of the poor, or, you know, people who have addictions. And as you see where they have popped up, they are, many of them are designed to prey upon, you know, they're in our lower income neighborhoods, and they're clustered together, and that's concerning.
Okay, the sip and shop thing, another thing I'm against.
Yeah.
I would not be very good at this. I don't know. I'm out of step with people. I don't like anybody having any alcohol and driving, so why is sip and shop at Harvest Market a good idea?
Well, so, you know, I think that we are moving from a society that views alcohol as a vice and sees it more as, you know, maybe an enhancement to a service. I think that our community is well aware of the drunk driving laws and the hazards involved. You know, and for me, I probably could have a half a glass of wine and then I shouldn't be driving, because I'm very careful about that. But we also live in a time of things like Uber, and, you know, people can make their decisions as long as they're not putting others at risk. And I think the idea is just to kind of relax and have fun at, you know, while you're getting your nails done, or while you're, you know, I guess grocery shopping.
Yeah.
But, you know, also, you know, places like Art Mart or Grovestone or some of our other local vendors that, you know, have, you know, sort of a variety, I don't want to say upscale, but sort of different kinds of, you know, foods and cheeses and things that, you know, people might just want to relax and hang out and taste test. And so it's just a different business model.
I get it, but I don't like it simply because you're, again, it's almost like the machines, you're inviting people, saying you have my blessing to have a sip of wine. And I get it. I'm anal retentive on this. I truly am. I just don't like the thought of, I know that 0.02 isn't as good as 0.00. So I just don't, I just don't see the need to stay she and up to date and everything else. Call me a prude. I just don't like this stuff. The world's leaving me behind, damn.
Well, and I you know, I don't think, and maybe I will be shown to be wrong, but I don't think that people are going to Harvest Market to, you know, get wasted and,
No.
I mean, I think have a glass of wine after work and walk around the store and, you know, they have all sorts of food you can taste and you'll fill your cart and, you know, you'll go home. I don't think it's going to be, let's pound down a bunch.
No, but you are better at 0.0 than you are at 0.03.
There is no doubt about it.
So I again, you could blow the bars out of business based on that, because you know to have, that's why you give you 0.08. I just, again, I'm weird about it. I don't like it. I get reality, and I understand that most of the people leave bars and taverns on a Friday and Saturday in this town shouldn't be driving, I don't think, because they've had stuff. But again, I'm out of step with I think probably mainstream thinking. I don't like.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm incredibly careful for a lot of reasons, but when I was in college, I went to a very small school, so you knew pretty much everybody. And we had a group of students where one of the students was hit by a car being driven by another student, both leaving the same bar. And one died and one went to prison. Mm. And that was, I mean, not that my eyes weren't open before that, but I was like 18 or 19. And that traumatic event really impacted how I look at drinking and driving. So I don't disagree with you on any of that.
Well,
I guess I just believe that responsible adults can be responsible. And as I said, take an Uber. My husband, who is way bigger than me, can, you know, have a beer or a glass of wine and some food and probably be fine where I can't.
Yep, I get it. I understand. I just wish that, and you say responsible, and you're right, most can, but most can't stop putting money in the machine either. I mean, there's a couple of people that use a credit card, and they just shouldn't be doing it. And again, that invites it and says, you know, hey, have a beverage while you're playing at Dottie's or whatever it is. And I as a society, I don't like that direction. But again, I'm truly in the minority on all this thinking, I'm sure. But again, I don't care really what people think, what I think. So I listen. Hey, you are a wise, I think, wise person who looks at both sides of things, and you are trying to, you know, mediate and come up with the best solution. I think you're doing a good, responsible job as the mayor, and I know you like what you do, and I appreciate always having you on the air.
Well, thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mayor Deb Frank Finan, the mayor of Champaign.
Mm-hmm. You can hit the City of Champaign website in case you have any questions.
Does any of this, because I realize where we are. We're 2018 now. 2018, Stevie J doesn't want anybody to have any alcohol and drive.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but nobody does that. But again, I think you can also be, you know, in this society, maybe not reasonable when it comes to stuff like that. I just freak out thinking, you know, Stevie J stopped for DUI. So I don't like drinking anything at a wedding toast. I'm serious. I don't like anything. Have you been drinking, sir? Well, I just said, oh, you have been drinking. No, I just had a sip.
A text in to 359-2255. You may not like gaming, but the City of Champaign loves that million in yearly revenue that it gets to, far more important to those who play and can't control their gambling.
What does it say about me when I wouldn't want to take $34,000 a month in my bank account based on one guy in town that has four restaurants? You're getting $35,000-$40,000 a month after everything?
Wow.
I couldn't do that. Now, that's probably dumb.
Yeah.
From a business standpoint.
I'd have to look past everything because I need the money.
No, but I'm saying that, but I mean, would you prey on people? And I think that kind of preys on people. Oh, they're adults. You're giving them a tool. You can go online and lose all your money, too.
Right.
But why make it? Well, because it's a revenue. You make money. Well, you're responsible. I get it. And I don't think you ought to be, you know, you're not going to go out and buy zucchini and bananas and call Uber. You're driving home. Well, he just had a glass of wine. I know. But it'd be better if you hadn't, for as far as driving and being careful. Text in if you'd like. I'm probably way off on this, but I don't care. 359-2255. Text in.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. There's a House vote planned today on another short-term spending bill called a continuing resolution to prevent a government shutdown tomorrow night.
There is opposition on the Republican side. The House Freedom Caucus throwing up a roadblock. They want a two-year budget deal, not a temporary spending measure. And many Democrats saying that they will not vote for a continuing resolution that does not include a fix for the deferred action for childhood arrivals. But there is no way that the White House is going to allow DACA to be attached to the CR.
Fox's John Roberts. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon back before the House Intelligence Committee today.
This could be a rerun of Tuesday's hours-long session, during which Bannon clammed up, citing executive privilege as he refused to answer questions. Republicans and Democrats questioned that strategy, noting that executive privilege would not cover the campaign or the transition period.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Market View. Car wash in lieu, the touchless car wash, shining through for you. Family owned and operated, our full service oil change is the highest rated. And we're open 7 days a week, we want to keep you running at your peak. Now, Market View, car wash in lieu, the touchless car wash, shining through for you. Market View.
Hey, this is Jay Lehman reminding all my fellow Saddlemaster fans that they have their own app for pickup and delivery. I use the app to skip the line so I can prepay and be out in seconds. Download the app today.
Saladmeister now open in Champaign. Stop by today for our fresh salad or wrap.
All right, check your weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We're getting better and better, Stevie J, with the sunshine. Today's high above the freezing point of 33, down to 20 tonight. 40 the high tomorrow, down to 28. Up to 43 on Saturday. Plenty of sunshine to start. Fog late and low 36 Saturday night. Up to near 50 with a chance of showers and some foggy conditions on Sunday's forecast. Right now we're at 15. ESPN 93.5.
835. It's Derek Kinney. And if we get some texts in, we'll get to those. 359-2255. Derek Kinney is a private wealth advisor. Arlington, Texas. Derek, how are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie J. Great to be with you today.
Good to have you back. All right, two things. Firstly, we're going to have a correction someday, but when?
Well, that's the question on the mind of most investors. I'll take you into my office real quick. I was visiting with clients this past week, and the number one question they all said was, first of all, we're making lots of money, which is great, but Derek, when is the next shoe going to drop? And so I think there is a high level of worry on the minds of investors. At the very time, they should be celebrating their gains. But there's a couple things that are going well right now that's driving this. First of all, jobs numbers across the country, for the most part, look very strong. Housing is very robust. Corporate earnings numbers coming out now look very positive. But one thing that's most intriguing, and I think it's probably the most powerful element happening now, is consumers are feeling more optimistic than they have in years. And what that's causing is more spending and feeling like they can buy the things they put off for a while. So there's quite a bit of consumer spending. Here's what could go wrong, though. The North Korea situation continues to kind of bubble up.
Yeah.
The Russia investigation continues to kind of spiral around. Who knows where that will end? But the concern now is, will consumers take on too much debt, and might that be the downfall of this eventual market down the road? But for now, it's things look very, very good, but I do think we may see a pullback at some point.
Well, the reason people are thinking that, Derek, is we've never had this kind of a run, have we?
This is the second longest run that we've had in history.
And yeah.
You know, now we're into the starting the 10th year of the bull market, and what we learned in terms of lessons from 10 years ago, and I will take into my office here again and share with you what I told a client just yesterday. You know, he was said, Derek, I make so much money in the market. My worry is, what if I lose this? And here's what I told him, and I would tell your listeners the same thing. If you have any debt right now that you have wanted to pay off, high interest rates, debt credit cards, a car note, a student loan, et cetera, now may be a really good time to carve out some of those gains and pay that debt off. Now, why would you want to do that now if the market keeps going? Well, first of all, if it were to drop, I want you to have something to show for all the gains you've had. Imagine if we had a big correction and you lost most of what you gained in the market, how frustrated you would feel if you hadn't paid something off. So there could be some taxes, talk to your CPA, et cetera, but right now I think it's a good time to press the pause button and assess, is there some things I want to take off the table so that I make sure I have my debt paid off and I'm in a better financial situation?
Because, again, up $8,000 since a year ago in November, it's remarkable. And people say, well, it'll correct 20%, and that'd probably be healthy, wouldn't it? Then you have people jumping back in.
Yeah, whenever you think about a correction, you want to look at what caused the correction. Let's go back to 2008. That correction was caused primarily by people buying houses that simply didn't have the money to pay for the houses. It sounds pretty basic 10 years later, but that was a critical point in what turned things around. And so right now, if we were to see some kind of a bubble, that could cause a drop in the market. But keep in mind, the economy, by most accounts, very, very healthy right now. If you're at the doctor's office, the doctor's saying, look, strong economy, make sure that you're kind of watching things closely. But also, what this new tax bill has injected, it's sort of like a Porsche driving down the highway at 90 miles an hour, and they've added nitrous to it to try to juice up the engine even more. How fast and how hot can the economy get? The concern is, might the economy overheat? But right now, as we see corporate tax rates dropping, Apple yesterday we saw bringing quite a bit of money back over to the U.S. I think other companies may follow suit. We've got some positive momentum, but again, it's up to each individual investor, and I tell my clients this each day, monitor your own situation. Make sure that you're taking care of your financial spot. Maybe you begin to pay off your house a bit quicker, pay off some debt. Just put yourself in a better financial position to make sure that you're moving toward your retirement goals.
I would think that Apple bringing jobs in, 20,000 jobs, billions of dollars repatriated, I mean, all that has to be good.
All that is very, very good. And what's going to happen with every good thing, there is a potential negative thing. And what we're likely to see now is, with unemployment near a record low, companies are expected now to raise the wages of their employees, number one, to keep them. If we see more and more people in a more competitive hiring landscape, people could jump to another company, make more money.
Yeah.
And so companies will probably begin giving raises at a more liberal rate. We've already begun to see some companies giving bonuses out because their tax rates are lower. So I think we're in the midst of a very positive economic cycle. Again, I would just prepare your listeners, as I tell my own clients, anticipate more volatility this year. I would double buckle. It may feel like a roller coaster ride. In the end, most analysts feel like the market may be higher this year, but it may feel more rocky than it did back in 2017.
Be pretty natural. Lastly, Derek, got my pen out. What was the hot tip on cryptocurrency again?
Well, when you think about crypto,
I want your 25-cent stock and make a million on $100. That's what I'm looking for, Derek.
Right, there you go. I wish I had that, but I will tell you this. The cryptos don't appear to be going away. They're volatile, and they've lost quite a bit of money recently, but you know, when you think about investing in those categories, I would encourage your listeners only put in what you can afford to lose. It's like going to the blackjack table in Vegas. You want to make back your money if you can and then play with your profits and keep your principal safe. Only put in there what's not going to affect your retirement or your kids' education.
Bitcoin went from 19,000 to under 10. That's how fast that crashed.
Yeah.
So good luck to everybody.
Big drop.
It's a casino deal. Derek Kinney, thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Steve and Jay, anytime. Always great to be with you.
Private wealth advisor Derek Kinney, K-I-N-N-E-Y, in Arlington, Texas. But the Bitcoin hit 19,000. That's a cryptocurrency. It's really not trackable. If something goes wrong, I heard the North Koreans are trying to hack that. So if you want to throw some money at that and you say, I don't need the $500, okay. Don't plan on doing anything with it because there's not even recourse in the cryptos. Not even, who do you ask? There's no regulation. It's just all good luck to you all. But as far as the market, man, it's just crazy. People have made a lot of money. He says, hey, if you have a high interest in anything, maybe you take some gains and pay that off. 843, We'll check some sports headlines coming up.
What makes a holiday card unforgettable? Personality. And no one makes it easier or more affordable to create a holiday card full of personality than Vistaprint. Right now, get 60% off all custom holiday cards. That means 30 cards start at less than $12. With hundreds of stunning designs, your personality will shine through with every card you send. Just go to Vistaprint.com today and enter the promo code RADIO to get 60% off all custom holiday cards. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code RADIO.
You know you need to do it, and you know you should do it at least twice a year. You owe it to yourself. I'm talking about a checkup at West Main Dental in Urbana. When was the last time you visited the dentist? If you can't remember or you're in need of a new dentistry team, West Main Dental is where you should go. Our team at West Main Dental is waiting to see you. Come in and be catered by a professional staff that includes Dr. Janet Bardell, a University of Illinois and Southern Illinois University graduate. West Main Dental offers the highest level of dental care in a warm and comforting environment. From a simple quick checkup to providing you with an at-home teeth whitening kit or orthodontic services, trust the professionals at West Main Dental. Visit West Main Dental in downtown Urbana on Main Street, online at westmaindental.com, or call 607-1292. Trust me, you won't be able to stop smiling with a set of healthy, sparkling white teeth thanks to the work of West Main Dental. West Main Dental, online at westmaindental.com, or call 607-1292 to schedule an appointment today.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Insurance can be intimidating, especially when you feel you're being treated as just a policy number. At the Burgess & Klein Insurance Agency, we take pride in offering a level of personalized service that can't be found elsewhere. Whether it's auto, home, life, farm, or business, let the Burgess & Klein Agency take care of you. Come see us in Monticello on the downtown square or give us a call at 217-762-2165. Again, that's 217-762-2165.
Here's some good news. Dave Peters and his crew have moved to Urbana. That's right, the area's best techs are now at the Midas store on University. Midas quiets your muffler, makes brakes stop, and cushions your ride with shocks and struts. As a full-service Midas facility with experienced techs, count on Midas to fix it right. Just mention this ad to get $10 off your next oil change. Your Midas store new owner-manager Dave Peters has the team you want on your side. See them on West University Urbana for something to smile about. All right, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady suffered a right-hand injury yesterday. He skipped a scheduled news conference to deal with the team's medical staff. X-rays show no structural damage.
What was EZ saying? He thinks there's must be on the like New England Patriot message boards.
Like his hand hit a player.
So maybe he hit somebody?
Yeah.
That has to be on the boards out in Boston.
Right.
Because I've never heard anything about that.
We haven't, but that's interesting. In any case, we got the AFC Championship game against the Jacksonville Jaguars Sunday at 2, and he hasn't missed a playoff start in 18 years.
Because, you know what? They protect those quarterbacks to the nth degree. Nobody even gets close to the quarterbacks in practice. Tom Brady jamming his hand is really unusual because nobody's around. He passes, they don't touch him.
Right.
Nobody even comes close to him because you're fired if you do. And so him having a jammed ham for practice is...
when a teammate accidentally ran into him, it says.
I don't buy that. I think that they don't get that close.
That's why they were saying, face accidentally.
Who knows? Because they don't want that out there.
I was looking at some Illini that are playing for Jacksonville Jaguars, Carroll Phillips and Dwayne Smoot.
Aurelius Ben. Okay.
Actually has been on the injured reserve list since week 11 because of a knee injury.
Hey, I'm pulling for the
but
Jags.
Still part of the team. I am too.
I'm pulling for Shad Khan.
And Ted Karras is playing for the Patriots.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, offensive lineman, yeah.
Goes over our Fighting Illini.
Well, good. I'm pulling for Jacksonville to make the Super Bowl because Anytime there's an NFL owner from Champaign, I'm going to root for him.
Exactly.
Okay? Next NFL owner from Champaign, I'll root for that too.
Speaking of the Illini in football, what are we going to do with our quarterback core depleted? Jeff George Jr., 2 years of eligibility, decided to transfer. These are all things that were put out there on social media yesterday, and Chase Crouch ending his football career. So we're leaning on Cam Thomas now, right?
Yeah. Jeremy Warner will know a lot more about this coming up in 10 minutes.
But 27 days we've been in this offensive line coaching search under Lovie Smith. Illinois and Wisconsin tomorrow at 8. Tonight it's number 23, Michigan and Nebraska. I did check that AP top poll, and you are right. There are four Big Ten teams in the top 25. Ohio State beat Northwestern yesterday, 71-65. Rutgers over Iowa, 80-64. Tonight Pacers are at Portland. Golden State over the Bulls yesterday. And on ice tonight, St. Louis. This is at Ottawa. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, so
what are you thinking about?
I'm just thinking, you know, Illinois can beat anybody in basketball, and I'm pretty sure we can lose to anybody in basketball. I just think it's tough. We're not a lot better than a lot of teams, but we're not a lot worse than a lot of teams.
Right.
I think you have about, what, four good teams in the Big Ten, and the rest are like, kind of in there. We can beat any of those. You're probably not going to beat Purdue, probably not going to beat Michigan State. Ohio State seems to really got it going on. I mean, they're doing a great job. I don't know. Michigan, couldn't beat them. We were right there. We're so close that it wouldn't shock me if we beat Wisconsin tomorrow night. It wouldn't shock me if we beat Michigan State. If we shot 55%, rebounded a little bit, this team can do that. I don't think there's any doubt. In our good moments, we're good. And then we have those gaps. It's just part of the process. You just got to hang tough. Weather next.
Sub-zero temps have been causing plumbing problems all across central Illinois. When a pipe bursts or a drain freezes, who do you call to dry up all the water after the plumber has been there? Hi, this is Damon with CleanRite, here to help out 24/7. We have been taking care of our clients' water-related emergencies and carpet clean needs since 1998. We are local and know how important prompt professional service is. To find us, just Google CleanRite Champaign. And remember, at CleanRite, we are there when you need us.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No matter the time of year, it can be tough to find the motivation to get back into shape. The Mettler Center in Champaign can help. They have a philosophy of whole life fitness, building your mind, body, and soul. With a wide variety of opportunities, group classes, personal training, nutritionist, weight loss programs, massage therapy, and more, the Mettler Center can formulate a fitness plan that's best for you. Stop in at the Mettler Center, 2906 Crossing Court, at the corner of Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. For more information on whole life fitness, visit MettlerCenter.com.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
Yeah, Tom Brady could have followed through, hit a helmet, I guess, but I just don't see that right now. They're not going full out right now. They're recovering their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are in shells, I think. I'm not there. What the heck? Ask Jeremy. He'll know. 359-2255 on a text in. Let's check weather.
All right. High 33 today. 22 our low tonight. Plenty of sunshine again tomorrow. High near 40 down to 28. Up into the mid-40s by Saturday. More clouds coming our way. Up towards 50 comes Sunday with a chance of rain and precipitation. Foggy conditions as we get that snow melting. 17 now. Wind chill at 6. ESPN 93.5.
I mean, at this point in the season, you're not doing anything but recovering your body. These guys are tired. They've been injured. I don't think the NFL does much at all except put in some of the game plan
stuff.
They
don't want to get hurt in the postseason.
No, they don't want to hit hard right now. I don't know. Lauren, how are you?
Oh, just wonderful. I'm ready for baseball.
Well, I need another thumper. As Randy Walken of St. Joe Ogden says, who's my one more Cardinal get? Any idea?
I don't know what to tell you. I tell you, this is the first time in I don't know how many years I have not been able to make any of the Cardinal Caravan.
What?
I was even considering going over to Bloomington the other night.
What's up, Lauren? I mean, how are we going to do that without you?
I think I'm getting old and it's too cold out there.
I know it. Well, baseball, let's see, what is the date? The 18th. That's the only pitchers and catchers in a month, right?
Yeah, and my wife and I are even considered maybe taking a short trip down to Jupiter.
Come on. Come on, Lauren.
I'm ready for baseball.
We got you covered. Hey, buddy, thank you. Lauren Nelson, good man.
And everybody starts on March 29th this year. Yeah. The Cardinals at 12:10 against the New York Mets.
Yep, and the Mets have a pretty good pitching
March
core.
March 29th, Cubs, all 30 teams.
Cubs open with a bye.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, they have a game out of Miami, but that's a bye.
Okay.
Yeah. There'll be more Cub fans in Miami. There won't be anybody left. It's going to be this guy of AAA, this guy's from AA.
Has Jake decided what's going on yet?
Jake Arrieta's still looking to sign. Yu Darvish still looking to sign. Lance Lynn's still looking to sign. It has been a chilly, hot stove.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking Jake Arrieta to the Cardinals. That's what I'm thinking. Josh Donaldson, third baseman of the Cardinals. That's what I'm thinking.
You got an eye roll from Colleen Magnifico sitting next to me. Hey, something I hadn't mentioned all week. North and South Korea athletes marching together at the Winter Olympics in the opening ceremony under a united flag. As the two countries have been talking recently, it looks like they might have a joint women's hockey team.
Huh.
So things are developing, and they've got a couple of figure skaters that are joining in now, so that have qualified. I think that's terrific.
I do, too.
People can unify under the Olympics.
At least for a moment. I think that's great. All right, Diane, we'll meet tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you tomorrow. The Jeremy Warner Show next with Austin Berkland, Tane Karp this afternoon. Have a great Thursday. Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. How are things for police right now? Has it gotten better? Has the atmosphere improved in the last year? Or is it because we did this law enforcement appreciation banquet? I just felt it was so awful.
Yeah, I remember attending, and I mean, thank you for doing that. That was a great event.
Our honor.
It was well attended. That being said, I mean, unfortunately, in our climate today, and as it is, I mean, we just lost a brother in law enforcement on New Year's Eve out in Colorado over a weird incident of officers being summoned for a domestic incident, and ultimately five of them are struck by gunfire. And unfortunately, you know, these things happen all over our country, and unfortunately there are some people out there that are somewhat mentally unstable, some of them that wish to bring their hate, discontent to those that oftentimes on the front lines of dealing with a lot of that kind of issues, if you will. I mean, that's what we deal with a lot. You know, we deal with people, and sometimes they're darkest hour.
Sergeant David Griffith is our law enforcement official of the month. Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Some friends have reached out here at Stevie J Broadcasting to make sure we're letting you know about the St. Thomas Pancake and Sausage Breakfast that's coming up. It's Sunday, January 21st from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lots of raffles and prizes to win, and oh, it's so delicious. St. Thomas School, located on Madison Street in Philo. The High School of St. Thomas More has a fundraiser. It's a daddy-daughter dance from 6:30 to 8:30 on Friday night, February 2nd. Registration suggested so everyone can get a goodie bag.
Have you ever wondered what it might be like to have to sleep on the streets for just one night? Hi, I'm Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director at See You at Home. And for many of our friends without an address, this isn't a hypothetical question, but a daily reality. On Friday, February 2nd, you will have an opportunity to sleep outside in a cardboard box to gain a new appreciation and perspective on homelessness. Please visit seeyouathome.us to find out how you can get involved in this powerful event.
Competing can be fun, and we love giving away free stuff, but we want to make sure it's fair for everyone. So here are the rules when competing to win on ESPN 93.5. No purchase necessary. Prize must be collected within 30 days during business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2702 Boulder in Urbana. ESPN Radio assumes no liability due to circumstances beyond our control, and any prize may be substituted with a prize of equal or greater value. Winners are liable for any taxes, tips, or other miscellaneous charges associated with the prize. All contestants must have a valid ID and social security number. Our judges' decisions are final and reserve the right to end any contest at any time for any reason without notice. In the event that a contestant is found to be ineligible for a prize, said prize will not be awarded. And if you win, we reserve the right to use your likeness or voice on the radio or online, and any winners must wait 30 days to win again. Get a complete list of rules and more information on any contest on ESPN Radio at ESPNCU.com. Those are the rules, and good luck from ESPN 93.5.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
Something's coming up the plumbing, and you're really in a bind. It's creaking, and it's leaking, and you're running out of time. You need a plumber right away, and there's only one to call. It doesn't really matter if your problem's large or small. Clark Plumbing and Heating is your expert for all. Call them today and say hooray, because Clark Plumbing and Heating always saves the day.